Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com. Is that right, Sam?
Yes, Norwood Analytics.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
We're writing this book, and I'm putting chapters as I draft them on the website. So that's you can see a book in progress.
Serializing the book. It's a great way to do it. So congratulations on that. So folks, check that out. I promise you, you'll become a better CEO of your business. The more you get to know Sam, he will help you become a better CEO. Sam, we're talking about growing your business and options that you might have to capitalize the business. A couple of things I know you've helped people with over the years is, you know, saying, okay, if your business really is going to take advantage of the opportunity, and if you don't have the appetite to take it there, maybe you need to let somebody else do that. What do you think, Sam?
Exactly. In fact, we built a business some years ago over a period of 20 years to over $2 billion in sales by buying small companies and helping them grow. And the appeal that we offered was, we will be your financing resource, and you can run your company and stay as president, CEO, and we will be your financial backer. And we didn't buy turnaround opportunities, at least intentionally. We bought companies that were successful and had a positive, great future, whose owners or CEOs didn't quite have the appetite or didn't want to take the risk or didn't feel comfortable with the financing that it was going to take to get them where they needed to go. So that's what we did for them.
Your company was a pretty unique situation, though, Sam.
Well, back in the days of conglomerates, it was unique mainly because we succeeded so well.
You worked with people. You didn't abuse people. That's the other thing. Your company was pretty cool about that. So, but the thing is, this acquisition thing, folks. If your business is poised for that kind of opportunity, you probably can maximize the value. Maybe it's time to get out. But here's another thing, Sam. What if somebody said, you know what, I'm too young to get out. I don't want to stop working. I love my business. I built it, and I want to grow it, but I don't necessarily want to capitalize it myself. What's wrong with franchising?
Well, nothing wrong with franchising.
If you have a product, it can be franchised.
Yeah, but you have to ensure that your model is a successful model. That you have to be able to demonstrate that that you have a system that's going to be of value to somebody else, and you charge them appropriate amount to come in and be your franchisee, and then you charge them 5% or so of their ongoing revenues. But in order to do that, you have to be delivering them value, and you have to be sure that the model is one that can be successful with a diligent entrepreneur running it at the local level. But that's a great way to raise some capital is by franchising. It's instant income, but it only works when you've got a model that can be run locally.
And it's a different kind of business too. I mean, when you go from operating a business to being a franchisor, then you're increasingly less operating the business that you founded. And you're now becoming a franchisor, which is a different kind of a business model.
It is a different business model, but I think the most successful ones when they start out, they continue running their own operations and their own thing because they're learning.
The mothership, the incubator.
The mothership is the incubator, and you're learning, and you as you learn, you apply things, and you extend those improvements and new ideas and stuff through your franchise system.
Like a laboratory kind of thing.
Yeah, and when you're finding franchisees, it is really good to be able to demonstrate, well, here in our firm, here are the companies that we are running and they are successful. Look at these. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage franchisors to continue being in the business that they originally started, mm-hmm. as well as doing the franchise.
Well, and I've known people who franchised and then 5-10 years later realized that wasn't what they wanted to do anymore, and they reversed it and went back the other way. You can do that. Hey,
I've
Sam,
been involved in that, but in that same reversal,
yeah,
and that's okay too. But you have to buy your operators back out.
Norwood Analytics, ladies and gentlemen, .com. That's the website, so check that out. Sam Norwood, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. Come back soon.
All right, will do. Thank you, Jim.
See you next
it.
Time. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Sam joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.